Very cool to welcome to ESPN Radio. First time Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist. We'll find out if he gets inducted coming up Super Bowl weekend. Cowboy legend, the great Everson Walls.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man? How you doing? We appreciate you coming on. And, you know, I remember those up against the walls banners hanging at Texas Stadium back in the day. How does it feel? How does it feel to finally reach this level of the Hall of Fame process?
You know, it's right now it's just getting kind of weird, you know, because, you know, at first I really didn't want to get involved in the process, you know, because I didn't want to get too excited about it, you know, been disappointed. Every year, I mean, I never even made it to the semifinalist level. I remember being at a Cowboy game, and I was on my way to being a semifinalist, and everybody thought, I guess, I was going to make it that particular year. And I wasn't paying much attention to it because, you know, I was disappointed every year. So I had this chance this time, and I remember I saw James Lofton, and I didn't know that I had been voted out. And James Lofton yelled from across the field. Before a Cowboys game, he's like, "Hey, Everson, man, that's messed up. You got voted out." Like, oh, thanks a lot, James. I appreciate it, man. Enjoy the game, my brother. Enjoy the game, you know. But no, it was just this moment is I was telling people earlier, it's getting real now. I mean, it is what it is. I'm here. The semifinalist thing was one thing, but you know, to be a finalist, I mean, that's, you can't ignore the reality of the possibilities. And so, you know, I'm stumping like I'm in a campaign or something, running for office.
So you're actually stumping now. That's good.
I'm seriously stumping, man. I told somebody earlier, I'm kissing babies, man. I'm hugging people, man, all that kind of stuff.
What kind of advice you been getting? You know, if some of your former teammates, certain Raphael Wright, some guys who've been through the process, is they giving you advice on how to handle this?
Well, you know, I've talked with Tim Brown. You know, I know that he and I are involved in some things together and with my foundation, Ethos Education. And Tim, you know, he was just telling me how tough it was to get from, how big it was to get from semifinalist to finalist. You know, they want me to get letters from all the guys and you know, get endorsement letters, so to mail them out to writers and things of that nature. You know, I got to ask you guys, either one of you guys a writer? Any of you guys a voter?
I'm a writer.
You're a writer? You're a writer? Okay, you guys writers? So, all right. Well, what would you feel like if someone wrote you a letter about Everson Walls talking about how great I was?
That's interesting because, you know, you're a player and your resume is on the field. The resume is what you did. It shouldn't be a letter writing campaign. It shouldn't have to come to this point. It shouldn't have to come to this point. I was just during the break, I was just talking to Matt. And I don't know if you ever got appreciated for how good you were, how good you played, and then the type of career you had. And I think part of this is a renewed appreciation for Everson Walls.
I agree with you 100%. I'm riding the wave, man. I'm loving it. You know, I've always enjoyed being out there with fans and the people. You know, I go to the games and talk to people all the time. And when I do my events, you know, I always appreciate somebody stands in line for my autograph. You know what I mean? I've always appreciated that. I never took that for granted. So, you know, if they come up, I want to talk to them for a little bit, and I treat them the way I would want them to treat me if I was them. You see what I'm saying? So I try to just show them some love. So, you know, here it is now, even more love. You know, people have always appreciated that about me, but now even more love is coming. I mean, I'm just getting, dude, so much love. I call it Team Walls, okay? So that's us now. Team Walls. That's everybody from Hamilton Park to my elementary school to my church, Richardson School District, Grambling State University, former teammates with every team, and guys that people that I just met out there who's like, hey, man, you know, good luck. You know what I mean? It's a bunch of them. It's a bunch of them, guys.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, as you know, I'm sure it's the 48, I think it is, voters that'll sit there in that room on the Saturday before the Super Bowl. And one of those from the Dallas Morning News, Rick Gosselin, who's been doing it for years and years and years and years. And Goose will get up and basically, as you said, campaign like a politician. He'll be doing that in front of everybody else, and we'll see where it falls. But hopefully he can convince everybody to put you in.
And you know what's so funny? And yes, you're exactly right. I mean, Rick is the only reason I'm here at this point. Okay, let's be real about that. And initially, it was so funny. People wouldn't talk about this, guys. You never knew what the process is. Now, you know, with social media and you know, all the writers, they have Twitter accounts and things of that nature. So everything is a little, you know, everything's a little bit more, you know, transparent, just a little bit. And so you start to understand just how political this thing is. And I hate freaking politics. But it's a necessary evil, man. It really is.
There's no question that Goose is you know, and he's been a long-time voter and certainly has campaigned for you and pushed this process for you. And he's the right person to do it. And also Serene Williams, who's also a long-time voter, and she's local, and she's with Pro Football Talk. And I used to be my co-worker at Star Telegram. And they're pushing you. What has Jerry Jones said, and how is he going to contribute to the process? I think that you should have already been in the Ring of Honor. And is that something that could be coming down the pipe?
Well, the timing is good because, you know, Jerry's already in. So now he's like, okay, I'll help you.
Awesome.
No, let's stop. Let's stop laughing because that's not true. That is just a joke, okay?
Yes.
Let me clarify that. But the Cowboys they're about to join Team Walls also. And, you know, we're looking forward to meeting with them actually next week and just, you know, they're just, you know, going to try and put their resources behind you know, what I'm trying to do. I'm sure, you know, T.O. might be trying to do the same thing or whatever. The Giants actually put out a nice little tweet on Facebook or however you know, whatever you want to call it. They put out something and congratulate me, and Pro Football Hall of Fame liked it. So, you know, with the social media platforms now, you know, they're more influential than ever. Okay,
you know,
that's something that has become more and more prevalent every year. The media platform makes a difference.
Yeah, it is a great time to get your story out because I mean, you had to come through the back door everywhere. You weren't highly recruited, you weren't highly drafted. You know, you had to fight.
Drafted.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You had to fight for your appreciation. You had to fight for your spot. You know, it's almost like you got to fight for your spot here. But you have such a great story, and throughout your football career of you know, not being highly recruited, not being drafted. You know, we just talked about it earlier. You're the last person in NFL to have 10 interceptions in the season. I mean, you still got records out there that people haven't surpassed. And then that has, you know, on top of that, the great story with Ron Springs and being the ultimate teammate off the field. I mean, this is a chance really for people to find out and really tell your story again.
You know, that's true. And that is what's weird about it. And that's really what the part that I have to enjoy about, you know, this process is, you know, telling the story, you know, glorifying others, glorifying God for getting me here, you know, glorifying my friendship with Ron and his family and how good our families have been to each other, regardless of kidney donation or not. You know, that's just, you know, things that I don't mind bringing up. And if people think that that's going to help, then God bless them. Let's throw it out there. But in the meantime, I have had a ball doing it. And, you know, I feel for those who are on team walls because you kind of, I mean, everybody's not going to make it. You
right.
know what I mean? And that possibility is there. You know, and you hate for people to be disappointed in, you know, if that time comes. But I say this to this day, I'm pleased to be here. Whether it's about ego, pride, notoriety, all of that, I'll accept all of that. But, you know, I love to show love to everybody else out there who got me to this point. So, you know, I'll take it, but I can also give it.
As Clarence was saying, it was funny because we were looking through everything, and in 1981, you had 11 interceptions, and I was just scrolling through. I was like, holy crap, that's the last time anybody in the NFL has had more than 10 interceptions in a season. And obviously, there's been some great defensive backs that have played in the last 30 years or whatever it's been. 57 interceptions in your career. What was it about you that made you so good at getting interceptions?
Yeah, I can tell you why, but I don't know. I still can't say that might be the reason. I mean, you know, I talk about it, and it's like, it was natural. I just can't really say. I was just on the phone with somebody else, and I always remember when I was a kid. I say people, we all have things that we can do if we're lucky enough to find it. And mine would come in just little phases. I just remember when I was a kid, I was always slow, okay? I was smooth-footed, not kneed. I mean, I was all of that put together. So that did not make for a graceful gait, you understand? But I don't know why, but when we were, for some reason, you know how kids are. We race. Everything we do, we race.
Right.
As kids. It's always a race. Well, somebody came up with, hey, let's race backwards. And so we got down and we started racing backwards. And I was amazing. I was like, the Bob Hayes of running backwards, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, and it just, you know, certain things just started to happen. My dad taught me how to run on my toes and judge the ball. All this stuff just happened at a young age. And once I started learning how to judge the ball in the air, just everything changed from that moment on. You know, having a dad like that who just had an amazing athletic mind. He was just a true coach. And listening to him sometimes, you know, he would teach me some things without even trying. And it was so simple for him to figure out, because I would just ask him and he would tell me. I said, Dad, the ball, I can't judge the ball. He said, just run on your toes. And when I went out there, it was like, bam, it worked. And so next thing you know, I'm the best center fielder in the league. I can play wide receiver. I could catch a ball. You could throw it deep and I could still get it even at a young age. Playing basketball, I could go up and get the rebound, and you put that all together, man, you got a brother with 57 interceptions, I promise you. That's just how it happened.
That's all right. You weren't like those cornerbacks who played cornerback because they couldn't catch then. And you know, you can catch.
Hey, I played cornerback because I was too slow to play wide receiver.
I look at, what's your most memorable moment? Was it that Super Bowl? I mean, you look back and you look at Sports Illustrated, there are two Sports Illustrated covers. You got 81. I'm sorry.
81.
You got 81, and you got that Super Bowl cover.
It's 82, first of all.
Okay, so I'm sorry, 82. 81 season.
No, but and I tell people that's the story of my life. I'm always yin and yang, okay? Either I get it right the first time and screw it up later, or vice versa. That's just the story of my career. But those two games, those two games were probably my two best games I ever played. You know, of course, if it's not for the last drive by the 49ers, including that play, but the last drive itself, God, we were doing so well. I had three turnovers that game and a lot of tackles, and I was just all over the field. I was all over the field, and I was still a rookie. You know, that's one thing people don't understand. I was still a rookie in that game in San Francisco. And then, of course, trying to atone for that game once I got into that position playing in the Super Bowl. Because my entire thought process throughout that entire week and really anticipating going to the Super Bowl that entire year was, whatever happens, no one's going to remember me as giving up anything. I will never be posterized again, okay? And so, you know, when you say being posterized, everyone gets beat.
Right.
But when you get beat in a very significant situation, that's a whole nother thing. I'm being real. You know, we think about Russell that played for Utah. Everybody knows he was a heck of a defender.
Right.
But we'll always remember Jordan pushing him by and raising up. Right?
Right.
That's what we'll remember. We won't remember all those great plays he played and the series that he had that year. Okay? So I did not want my career to go out as that guy. So when it came to the Giants and I was in Super Bowl 25, then, of course, my whole process, my thought process was, you know, to overcome, you know, any doubts I may have had and to just be as focused, I mean, uber focused the entire game. And I was up until the last moment.
And you had a great game, but that iconic moment of your hands in the air and Sports Illustrated capturing that picture, they could have taken a picture of anybody. They got you.
Was that crazy, man? That was crazy. I mean, because, of course, we don't know who the cameras are. Who
no.
even care?
No.
All I knew was wide right, okay?
That's
all that mattered to me. So I remember when they showed it on the video, because I don't remember what I did until I saw the video, and Myron Guyton, the other safety, and myself, we were, like, synchronized, okay? We just, like, both raised our hands at the same time. We had no idea that we were doing this until we saw the video. We ran over to the side. They could have easily kept the camera on Myron.
Right.
They didn't. There I was, and, you know, just, man, boy, you talk about somebody who was so doggone happy. And, I got that little monkey off my back, and hopefully that moment may contribute heavily to me going to the Hall of Fame.
We hope so, man. We'll be pulling for you. Everson Walls, thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate you guys, man. Thanks for the call, man.
I appreciate it, Everson. We will be talking again because I'm going to do a big story when you're going to the Super Bowl this year.